I do love my Sleep Number bed, and spring's in the air, so it's spring cleaning time. And don't forget to clean your pillows, your bed, your mattresses. By cleaning, I mean sometimes it's just time to get rid of them. Wake up refreshed with a mattress that helps you sleep the best. The Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your ideal firmness or your ideal softness. A queen starts at $899.99. With the optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it also tracks your sleep. It gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep, how sleep affects your life. You're going to love the Sleep Number. I do. My Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. Right now, if you go in, you're going to save on clearance beds and bedding, as Sleep Number always makes room for their newest innovations. Right now, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. Now, I have Sleep Number. You'll only find Sleep Number in the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Let me introduce everybody real quick. To my left, Amy.
Hi. Good morning.
To my right, Lunchbox.
The man, the myth, the legend, I'm here.
But Eddie's going to do a little segment here now. He usually do the bonehead Lunchbox. Eddie's got a bonehead that he'd like to do.
Oh.
What?
It's almost in the future bonehead. And a listener sent this to him.
Yeah.
And so here we go. Eddie, this is not your cue. Yours comes up later.
Okay.
But Eddie's asked to start the show with
this. Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to you from Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
Radio personality Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show is in prison, or as I like to call it, the box. See what I did there? For falsifying taxes and IRS fraud for several years and blasting it out on the radio to tell the world. And that's your bonehead story of the day.
What?
Hey, that's a look. That's like a crystal ball looking
in
the future.
Okay, Eddie.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But what was Eddie's voice there? Like,
that's I thought I nailed it.
No. I thought you were doing your own thing. I didn't know you were trying to imitate me. It was your segment.
I feel like I'd be disrespecting you if I didn't do the whole
segment,
Lunchbox.
Okay, just making sure. But your voice is terrible.
Tribute.
Yeah, like comes to you from Nashville, Tennessee.
And you always sing the city for some reason.
And that's your bonehead of the day.
Yeah, do you know you sing the city?
Like,
this story comes to you from Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm, every time.
Do one.
I get excited.
Do you have, like, something, a spare one? it doesn't even matter where it is. Just do like you would do one.
All right, this story comes to us from Raleigh, North Carolina.
There you go.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, I kind of go up.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
and then you go down.
It's kind of it's your thing. Yeah. It's
good. I like that.
Texas.
But that's a predictive bonehead problem.
Yes,
Lunchbox is getting $10,000 back from the IRS this year.
That's funny, though. That's a funny written thing.
You want to give a shout out to the listener who wrote it?
Yeah, Jeremy William Consenza.
Shout out.
Nailed it.
There you go. All right.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
An Ohio man was trying to set a good example for his kids. I don't know if you saw this, but he found $14,000 on the side of the road.
Oh. Wow.
Did you see this story?
No.
Okay, so he found the money. They were driving. He saw a bag, and he thought it was someone's laptop. So he stopped, and when he looked in the bag, it was filled with $100 bills.
Whoa.
So he took it to the Worthington police station and was like, hey, found this on the road, and you should have it. And he said his kid's with him, so he wanted to turn it in. I start to wonder if his kids weren't with him.
He'd be like, okay.
But still, there was... $14,000, guys.
That's a lot.
I don't know if I said 1,000.
You did.
Okay. You did.
$14,000.
Listen, I would teach my kids a lesson by buying them a bike or something. Be like, look, you know you've been good today? Here's a bike.
No, that's
you teach them a different lesson.
What
lesson
is that?
That you get good behavior, you get good things.
Oh, okay, no.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. That's what you teach them.
Mm-mm. I don't think that's one of the golden rules, though.
No. But
Eddie, you have kids. Is that a golden rule?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's not one of them.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, there you go. But anyway, I see you, Jake Bowers, for that.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. MTV News, Fox News dropped Bill O'Reilly. He'd been with the network for more than 20 years. In other news, the Secret Service is closing the White House sidewalk access along the South Fence. This is because of all the recent fence jumpers. And finally, in sports, the New England Patriots got to visit the White House yesterday and meet President Trump after winning the Super Bowl, so congrats to them.
What'd you do yesterday?
I spent a lot of the day in bed.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. I just wasn't feeling that great. I think probably related to girl stuff. I don't know. I just was not feeling good.
Lunchbox, you had a good nap yesterday?
I got a good nap. Yeah, I took an hour and 25-minute nap.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And then, you know, co-ed soccer last night. And then a two-hour episode of Survivor. It was a late night.
What happened on Survivor that it was... I don't want you to spoil it, but it was trending last night on Twitter. Did something crazy happen or just a lot of people watching it?
Just a lot of people watching it. Last week was the crazy week, but yeah.
My girlfriend, I hadn't seen her in a few days, and she was sick last night. She was at my house. The last two nights, my dog's been sick. I'm just nurse Betty over here, taking care of people.
Well, that's sweet. You have to take care of her.
Listen, and this morning I was like, oh, I want to be sweet. So I was like, you don't have to get up and make me breakfast.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're so nice.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I was like, don't.
Dang, how'd you get so nice?
I was like, I will make me breakfast. And then I got busy and I forgot to make me breakfast. And so I texted Mike D and I was like, dude, will you stop by Starbucks, give me some oatmeal? Because I'm mine. I know.
It's okay. At least she got off the hook because she's sick.
I say that jokingly. There's no hook. She does it because she's awesome and sweet. I don't want people to think. I was just like, don't. But there's that. That's what I... yesterday, I went and did yoga. I thought I was going to pass out.
Hot.
I haven't done it in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Super hot and tough. And I think... I was one of those where I was so bad in the class that she wouldn't even correct me.
Oh.
And I kept falling over.
Mm.
Man, people, I wonder why people question my masculinity. So, right, I was at yoga, right?
Did you wear your yoga pants or yoga tights?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
Okay.
There's some reasons I'm going to. I was looking around yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to. I'm going to wear them to work one day first.
Oh, boy.
Just let you guys see me in them. Again, I don't know why people question my masculinity at all.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Time for your positivity. I hope your Thursday is going great. Find the positivity in your life. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. All the time.
Hide it under a bushel.
No.
No. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. All right, time for tell me something good. Here we go.
Tell me something good.
An Ohio woman risks her life to rescue a baby that's in a car. The floodwaters were coming up. She saw a car sinking in the water. And so she jumped. And the baby was in there. Supposedly it's a family, too. And she grabbed all of them. It's not just a baby in a car.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I was like, baby in the car.
They just, like, left the baby.
Then everybody jump out and go.
Peace.
But she jumped in because they were in shock and stuck. And she jumped and grabbed a hold of something and, like, human chained them in.
Wow.
Which was cool. Yeah. Amy, you're up.
There's a college student named Purzel Mandel. And she started writing anonymous notes full of positivity to her freshman class. And then she would drop them in mailboxes across campus. Well, a couple years later, she's now handed out 4,700
wow.
anonymous cards.
That's a lot.
Lunchbox.
Speaking of seeing the light, there was two people in a fire. They were trapped in a window. 10-year-old, 19-year-old, two Samaritans ran over there, pulled the 19-year-old out, and they couldn't find the 10-year-old, so they shined their phone light in and said, look at the light, reach for the light. We're able to grab the 10-year-old's hand when he reached for the light, pulled him out of the fire.
Wow, that's like a movie scene.
Yep.
They're just two Samaritans. Not good Samaritans, they're just Samaritans. Two Samaritans.
Good Samaritans.
Good, yeah, there we go. All right, there you go. Tell me something good. Looking over some of the headlines today, the iPhone about to turn 10 years old. Apple will apparently release 3 new iPhones this summer for the iPhone's 10th anniversary.
Wow.
So 10, I remember when we still had iPods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you would use your iPod to listen to music and your phone to make calls.
Yeah.
And then now iPods are just not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
In your life.
But anytime they stop making something, they're not a thing. So they're going away.
Yeah, they're done.
So they are done for all intents and purposes, unless you're still holding on to one, like using one. I have one. It sits in my bathroom, but I don't even really use it. Other news, Tucker Carlson is replacing the O'Reilly Factor. So they fired Bill O'Reilly. That's all over the news. You can read all about that mm-hmm. if you want. You heard that you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar?
Yes, of course.
Vinegar actually beats honey when it comes to bats, though.
Huh?
You're a big bat fan. I brought this up because the first time Amy was ever on the radio, you were how old?
Oh, man, third grade when I was in the bat awareness team.
The bat awareness team went up to the radio station and talked about bats.
I think the radio station may have been a live remote Okay. We were on remote, maybe.
At your school for Bat Awareness Day?
Yeah. We were the Bat Awareness team.
And do you remember the bat rap?
Yeah, me and my friend Claudia Chaheen. We would sing.
Do you want a beat?
You
want to go a cappella?
Yeah. Bats are the best in the north, south, east, or west. Save the bats if you can. We just want you to understand. Bats are your friends.
What?
If you see a bat in your neighborhood, just remember that bats are good. Bats don't use their eyes to fly. They use echolocation while they're in the sky. So if you think that bats are mean, you need to listen to the Bat Awareness Team.
Bats
are your friends.
Come on. Bats
are your friends.
Get up. Bats are your friends. One more. Bats are your friends.
And I'm sure we had another educational verse in there, but I can't remember it.
How do you know that, Butt Bones?
I've heard her do this 100 times.
Yeah.
Like, were you on the team too?
No, but I mean, yeah. We got to support the bats. Congress Bridge, shout out.
I just have been through this
okay.
performance where I know the secondary parts. Bring it on. Bats, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Rolling Stone released its most anticipated spring-summer album releases. Mm. And you want to hear some of who they included?
Yeah, I was thinking about who has new music coming out that I know is working on. Aldean, because I know he's in the studio. Did that make the list?
Well,
were there so many of them?
There were so many, but I pulled like five that I think we would be excited about.
Go ahead.
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, of course.
We've talked about. Zach Brown Band.
Yep.
Lady Antebellum. Brad Paisley. And Rascal Flatts.
No, those are all fair. Yeah, those are good.
Those are good ones,
I'm going to go look at the rest of the list.
Yeah.
See what else I would like.
Julia Roberts has been named People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman in the World for the fifth time. That's pretty awesome to be able to make it five times. She was 1991, I guess, was 26 years ago when she made the list the first time.
I don't think young people know who she is, really. She hasn't done anything. You know what I mean? Like, we know her because in our childhood, she was huge.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
And she's in one of my all-time favorite movies. Actually, two of them, Steel Magnolias and Pretty Woman.
Again, those movies, I don't think even young people...
Well, young people, check it out. Although, okay. Pretty Woman, ask your parents first. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Polk County, Florida. An 18-year-old woman was wanted for parole violation, so she went to Chuck E. Cheese and she wanted to share it with her friends. So what'd she do?
Well, share what with her friends?
That she was at Chuck E. Cheese having a good time.
Oh, so they wanted her. They were looking for her.
Yeah, she's on parole.
So she got on Facebook or Instagram and posted a picture of her in the balls.
She went Facebook Live and said, look at me dancing with the Chuck E. Cheese little rat guy.
Wow, she went Facebook Live.
And so the probation officer saw her, sent the cops right over, got her at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Which I'm sure they're following people's Facebook pages if they have one.
Well,
they're on parole or probation or all those, right?
Yep. So she's back in jail.
Interesting.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Chuck E. Cheese, I went to as a kid, but I went to Showbiz Pizza occasionally.
Uh-huh.
They actually bought one of them bought the other one out. But when I was a kid, Showbiz was in Little Rock, and we would drive, like once a year, we would drive to Little Rock and go to Showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a treat for us. And they had, I don't know if they still do, but they had like the creepy dancing musician animals.
Yes, of course.
They were like robotic, where they do the robot mm-hmm.
the bear.
Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they never updated them even then. They were old school. So, but yeah, Showbiz Pizza, where a kid can be a kid.
Is that what their slogan was?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that place was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Now thinking about it and all those kids touching all that stuff.
Bobby Bones.
It doesn't matter to me what channel Friends is on. And mostly I'll watch it on TBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I watch Friends. I'll stop and just watch it all the time for hours. But it's on MTV now. And I saw it. And I was flipping through the guide. And I was like, Friends. So I just started watching it. And then I see all the commercials for other MTV shows. Because I don't ever put my TV on MTV.
Oh, I haven't been there in years.
It's what Lunchbox watches the most, though, still.
So awesome. Such good television right there.
I haven't fallen in any traps of watching any other shows.
So some of the previews, like Are You the One Second Chance, or The Challenge, or Teen Mom OG, or Stranded with $1 Million,
those are all shows. I saw Teen Mom. I saw that commercial for Teen Mom OG,
yeah.
And I thought about Lunchbox, but those shows, they all look so fake. It looks like bad act. It looks like junior high acting.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality shows do.
Yeah, they're not acting, though. That's the thing. That's why it's real.
They are. You saw Property Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, all that's acting. So what's that $1 million show?
Okay.
Tell me about this one.
As I make fun of it, I'm like, wait a minute.
So what they do is they put a bunch of people on this island or whatever, and they give them $1 million. And then if you want to buy, like, they have to do certain things and survive. If they want, like, some food, if they haven't caught any, costs them $50,000. They got to give it back.
It's not real money.
No, it is, because
food doesn't cost $50,000.
No, it's real money, because whoever survives at the end, they split the money.
But food doesn't cost... My point is, food doesn't cost $50,000, so it's not real.
Like,
it's not to scale.
He's confused.
Like,
Well, it's not real prices. It's not like you're buying a burger for $1.50.
Right.
Obviously, because then the show would be dumb. I'd buy a $1.50 hamburger all day. Like, when it's $50,000, you have to decide.
I get it. I just wonder who their target is.
Yeah.
Because me? Not,
hey, you're looking at
us.
What about Are You the One Second Chance? That's a great one.
I know Are You the One First Chance was. So, no, I don't watch Second Chance either.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Today's National Lookalike Day. And so I asked a bunch of listeners, who do we look the most like?
Oh.
And so here are the top ones. We'll start with me. There are four. Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
Fair enough.
Number one. Buddy Holly. Awesome but dead. Michael C. Hall from Dexter.
Okay,
and Joel
yeah.
McHale a bit from The Soup.
Yeah.
And that's actually old for us, but yeah. For Amy, Kerry Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Cameron. Beret now.
Yeah.
Maren Morris. And a couple Reese Witherspoons.
What?
Stop.
Who put that
cool.
on there?
Stop.
That's okay, awesome.
A couple Reese Witherspoons.
Shout out whoever put Reese up there.
For Lunchbox, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Doug Funny.
Yeah.
And David Spade.
Yeah. Wow.
You're like a combination of those three.
Yeah, listen, if you just like mesh all them together, it's like...
I don't look like Steve Buscemi at all. You added that to the list. No one
I
wrote
swear
that
to
in.
You, I didn't write this list.
Well, I understand. Listeners did.
Yeah. Eddie.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. I never thought about that until someone said that on Facebook. And
who
then people started liking it. The Hamilton guy.
Oh, you do.
Oh, yeah.
He has way more hair.
Yes, he's younger.
I don't know that he's that much younger than you. You're 37? 38?
38.
Yeah, I don't think he's that much younger. Maybe mid-30s. Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay. Racist.
That might
whatever.
Be racist, yeah.
Oh, and we're the same age.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
He's only young because he's famous.
Yeah. Like me.
And then Raymond, our producer, Mark Ruffalo, was the winner. And then Morgan has Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's not.
I don't know if that's accurate. I don't know if that's accurate.
Wasn't there
rude,
something
Eddie.
Like her childhood photo looked just like Chelsea, or I don't
I'm
know.
Just,
there's
this is what
it.
People. Want. If you ever wonder what we look like on the show, there are. You're, Eddie, that's rude.
I said that's not accurate. I don't think that's accurate.
Had a big issue with my neighbor yesterday. I'll talk about that in a second. But I was like, hey, who's got neighbor issues? Holy cow, the line's lit up. Huh. Brent in Hayman, Louisiana. Hey, Brent.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for calling. What's happening in your life right now?
Oh, nothing. Just heading to work.
You have neighbor issues?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about
it. So, my neighbor, they have two little tiny Pomeranian dogs. And they let them out to go do their business, go to the bathroom. Well, they always run into my front yard and do the poop all over my front yard. And I don't have any dogs for that reason specifically, so I don't have to pick up poop every time I have to mow the yard. So they let their dogs do all their stuff in my yard, and it's kind of getting annoying. And
have you said anything to them yet?
I have... not said anything directly to them, but every time I see their dog in my yard, I say, hey, get out of here. And kind of yell at the dog.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to them and say, hey, I'd appreciate it if you didn't let your dogs poop in my yard. Although Lunchbox is a huge advocate of dogs being able to poop wherever they want because it's natural.
Yeah, it's a fertilizer.
But it's really not. It's not a fertilizer.
And it's biodegradable.
Okay, but should people be able to just drive by and throw tons of fruit in your yard?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's
banana peels everywhere.
Throwing fruit in the yard is not natural.
Huh?
What?
Why?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
If it fell from a tree, it would be natural.
Yes.
Yeah, if it fell from the tree, but if you're bringing it and throwing it.
But then you're bringing a dog and it's in the bathroom right. in the yard. It's not like it's just growing from the yard.
Right.
There's no logic to his point. Brent, you need to address this because it's going to end up like a Clint Eastwood situation.
Yeah. Shotgun or something?
Yeah, it walks in. It's just going to escalate.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. Jay in upstate New York. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. You got a nosy neighbor?
Oh, boy, do I have a nosy neighbor.
Tell me. Oh, a nosy neighbor. Okay, tell me about that.
Nosy. Going back a few months ago, garbage didn't pick up our garbage the same night as everybody else for some reason. Maybe they had a new guy in the route or whatever. So we called. They came the next night and picked it up. She stops over. Hey, I see your garbage got picked up by someone else today. Where do you get your garbage through? It comes at 2 o'clock in the morning, Bobby.
Oh, the neighbors came at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, the garbage comes at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, so she's watching out the window. She was watching who was trash up.
Another one. Put a second story on our house. You know, there's a mess in the yard from the construction and everything.
Yeah.
She's at the salon complaining to our other neighbor who lives right next to us when we're going to clean up our yard.
You sound angry. Like, just take a breath here.
Neighborhoods.
What are you going to, are you going to say anything to them? Like, hey, butt out.
I have, and it, you know, I get the look, you know, the stink eye.
Yeah.
Oh boy, do I get it.
Here's the thing. Let me give you some advice. My friend George told me a long time ago. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. If you can live by that, I think we're all right. We can't let these petty things get us. Don't sweat the petty things. Don't pet sweaty things. Boom. All good.
Your buddy told you that.
My buddy George.
George.
Carlin. 877-77-BOBBY. You want to call the show? I'll tell you what happened to me in a second. 877-77-BOBBY. Also, if you have Instagram, and I imagine most of you do, my name is Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to follow Mr. Bobby Bones. So my girlfriend gets a text from my neighbor saying that I need to mow my yard yesterday.
Ooh.
Which is kind of passive-aggressive because again...
Yeah, I have a few questions.
The text was actually, hey, do you need a lawn service?
Dang.
I would have honestly rather my neighbor come over and went, hey, your yard's really growed up. Like, are you going to mow it? But instead, didn't go to me. Went to my girlfriend. Didn't even go to my girlfriend. Texted my girlfriend.
Huh.
And then... And the thing is, too, my yard, it looks like Eddie's beard right now. Like, it's just out of control.
Nice.
It's, like, so long. It's curling. It's different colors.
What?
It's the whole thing, right?
And rude.
It's the first time I've had a house, you know. I bought a house 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a yard, and it's been winter.
Yeah.
And so I just haven't... I ended up hiring somebody for $35 to mow my yard. And they were going to actually come the day before, but it stormed. And so you don't mow a yard when it's wet. And so we had to wait. But yeah, my girlfriend's like, your neighbor says you need to mow your yard.
Okay.
And it irritated me. And they ended up coming the same day. And he's going to think he's the reason. And he's not.
He's not. You already had,
it set up.
Yeah.
And he tried to stop me outside my house, too. And he puts his arm up like to stop me as I was driving in.
You just ignored it.
I waved. I was like, hey. And I just kept driving, went right in my house. I was like, I'm not. Just come talk to me.
Yeah.
So I like to talk to you. And secondly, it's not like I live in a great neighborhood, so I don't have a HOA.
HOA.
Okay, I don't have that.
Right.
I can put a couch in my yard if I want to.
Right.
He gets anything. So this is a little bit... This is the same neighbor, by the way, who at 10 p.m., they're playing Freak Nasty to Dip, and I hear it through my walls, and I'm like, dude, like... This is not cool.
When you dip, so you
should,
dip, you
should
dip.
You text?
That's what it sounds like because all I hear is bass coming through my wall. It's like.
This goes out to all the women in the world.
I'm laying there. All I hear. Don't even matter your number. And I'm trying to go to sleep. And all I hear is, I ain't talking about y'all. Yeah?
Just listen to what I'm saying and do it.
And I'm like, come on, man.
My hand up on your hip.
Come on, man. I'm trying to sleep. And I just yell at the wall sometimes. And I'm like, come on!
So does he have a girlfriend you could text or something?
I don't know. I need to find like a cousin or something. I'd be like, your cousin plays his music way too loud.
Yeah.
But that's the issue. And the yard got mowed and that's it. But it wasn't because of him.
But you're right. He's totally going to think. He's like, yep, got that
guy's
yard
mowed. Got that one. So now it's like.
Now he thinks he
this is what I was thinking. Do I go play around the yard chicken with him now?
What is that?
Let it roll for like a month.
Yes. That's how
I
you
like
do it.
It.
The problem is, is that my dog needs a backyard. What if I only mow a corner of it for my dog?
Ooh.
And play yard chicken, and it'll be like, okay, let's bring it. Tell me to mow my yard.
I love it.
I shouldn't be that petty.
Okay. No, be mature. Mow your yard. Who cares?
Send him a message.
I got a bunch of calls, people upset with their neighbors too. But I thought it was weird. He texted my girlfriend about my yard.
So weird.
Totally.
I was telling the story about my neighbor, and my neighbor texted my girlfriend and says, hey, Bobby needs to mow his yard, basically. Yeah. And everybody's like, how does your neighbor have your girlfriend's number?
Exactly.
Because he went and complained about my trash cans 3 weeks ago, and she answered the door. And I was doing nothing wrong with my trash cans. But when it storms, my trash cans blow over. Again, I live on a hill. They blow over. There's no rules where I live.
Right.
And so they blow over. We always pick up the garbage and put the trash back in them. And he was like, hey, will you go buy some, what did he ask? Go buy some bungee cords and tie them to your porch.
Oh.
Wow.
So we did.
What?
Oh.
I mean, it's a helpful tip, I guess.
And you're pretty new at that time, right? So you're like.
No, it's a month ago.
Oh, boy. All right.
He's annoying.
But I tell you what, I say, wait, I didn't do crap. I was like, mm-mm. And so Lindsay did it.
Oh, okay.
And she took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has no grudge mental bone in her body. And I do. I'm like, again, I'm considering just letting
Bobby
my
yard. Like, goes out there and pushes his trash cans over on purpose.
I'm like, again, he's asking me about my yard. I'm like, the lawn guy was already coming yesterday, and I almost wanted to call him off. But I didn't. Because
no.
I don't want to. Hey, I didn't.
I knew you didn't.
I had to look down deep in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Haley in Wichita, Kansas. How are you, Haley?
Good, how are you?
Thank you for calling. Tell me about your neighbor.
Okay, so I was, he's a douche. Like, he's always got issues. But anyway, I came home from work one day, and I had my hands full of, like, groceries. I was carrying them in the house, and it was kind of windy, and there was a piece of trash blowing across my yard, but I couldn't stop and pick it up because I had my hands full. So I went in the house. At this time, while this is all going on, he's mowing his yard next to me on the other side. So I go in, and I put this stuff down, and I come back out. I'm going to get the piece of trash because he's, like, anal about stuff like that. So when I go out, the piece of trash is gone. I'm like, okay. Well, I just assumed it had blown off, you know, went down the neighborhood. But when I went to get in my car to get more groceries, the guy had picked up the piece of trash that made it to his yard and put it in my car. And but the thing is, like, he knows my name because me and his wife are friends, and his son comes over and plays with my kids. And he knows it's not my trash because it's not addressed to me. It's addressed to the neighbors on the other side of me.
I just can't believe he put it in your car, though. Like, that's crazy to me. Wow.
Yeah, but him and his wife are going through a divorce now. So
I don't need all this business out there. Like, you know. Save the drama for mom. You know what I'm saying? But that car thing wouldn't have been mad. Thank you for calling. I don't need to put anybody else's dirty laundry out there. Amber in Tupelo, Mississippi. Hi, Amber.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's going on?
So I have a neighbor. We live in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we live on the outskirts. So we live, like, in the country. And our neighbor has a pig. And the pig just wanders free in the up and down our street. And the pig has decided that it should burrow in our yard. And so it sleeps in our yard, it comes into our yard, it eats in our yard, it does its business in our yard.
Let me stop you for
a second.
That
sounds awesome.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
You have a pig that hangs out at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I guess if it were us, we'd probably be annoyed, but not me.
No, not me.
I like that story. Like, I'd be like, "What are pigs welcome?" I'm thinking a pig. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Every phone line has gone crazy. Appreciate all the stories. Go to Facebook. You can share no names, no life situations of your neighbors. Just generic stories if you have them. Mr. Bobby Bones. Do you know what Lunchbox had to say about you in an interview, Amy?
Sure. Oh, great.
I've never heard of this website. What's it called?
I don't know the exact website.
Hold on.
It's called, hold on, realballinsiders.com.
What? There you go.
Is this just somebody created a website to interview you?
No, this is a big fan. He, our show inspired him to get into media when he was in high school.
Really?
And so,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's part of this website, and he hit me up, and I was like, what up?
That's cool. I just never heard of this site. You should know it, though, when people are like, hey, what site interviewed you?
Yeah, I didn't know you were going there right now. I had it ready.
This is what he writes about Amy. They say, do you think the show works with anyone other than Amy? Lunchbox said, I would say no. When we got Amy, the show really took off. People relate to her. And to be honest, without her, I don't think the show is as successful as it is now. I won't say it to her face because I don't want her to get a big ego.
Thanks, Lunch. That's kind of nice. That is. That's really sweet.
I'm a nice dude.
I didn't know you felt that way. I mean, seriously, that like means a lot to me. I had no idea.
Say it to her face.
I mean, you know what you do.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Lunchbox. There it is. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bone Show. Yeah. The consensus is Lunchbox was sweet to say that about you in the interview.
So sweet. Like, honestly, I was surprised.
Why not say it to her face? Like, Lunchbox did an interview with a website.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, hey, what's up with Amy? And he's like, I'd never say it to her face, but she makes the show go.
Because I honestly feel like he would think that the show could work with someone else, maybe.
Do you think the show could work with someone else?
I mean, it wouldn't work as well, but it could work.
You just said in the interview, no, it wouldn't. And now you're changing.
No, I didn't say that. I said it's more successful with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I said that. Okay. So it could work.
Do you think she does a great job?
She does a good job, yeah.
Thank you. Well, I think you're great, and I don't think the show would work without you, period.
Me either.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Man.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you're great.
Bobby.
What?
I have the part where he talked about you.
Oh, I didn't have that part.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you. So,
what's a question they ask him in this interview?
Well, you probably know Bobby as well as the back of your hand. Obviously, he's alluding to the fact that you all have worked together for years. From the time you started working with Bobby to now, what is one thing that you've learned from Bobby that has made you better at what you do?
Okay, and that's the question asked to Lunchbox in this interview.
Lunchbox responded, oh, man. Should I do it in Lunchbox?
Yeah, you have to in the Lunchbox voice.
Oh,
you have to.
Okay. Oh, man, only one thing?
Wow!
Hey, who's my boy?
Okay, go ahead.
I've learned a lot. Let's just put it this way. His work ethic is incredible because you see him working so hard all the time. All caps.
Wow.
So it makes you feel the pressure of, man, I need to do better. I would say work ethic because I get lazy every now and then. I'm not going to lie. I like to enjoy myself. I get lazy. I get comfortable. And Bobby is never comfortable. He always... Sorry, hold on. I have to redo my Lunchbox. He always thinks our best show is going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow is our best show. He never rests on what happened in the past. He never rests on what happened in the past.
That's very nice of you to say.
Yeah. That answer has so much to it.
It does. There are many layers.
There's so much.
We can peel back many layers from that onion.
Like, I have so many questions.
That's very kind of you to say. Thank you very much, my friend.
Bobby, you do not rest on what's happened in the past. Our best show is yet to come.
It's like he's also like a little bit of Confucius. Like,
oh, yes, yeah.
That's what Confucius say.
He's breaking out.
Yes.
Because there's National Confucius Day, Confucius. Yeah. But I don't know who he is, a philosopher.
Your best show. Yes. Whatever. Yeah.
Is yet to come.
Yeah. I like to enjoy myself.
I'm not going to lie.
I get lazy
sometimes.
I get comfortable. Bobby's never comfortable.
He's weird. He's the weirdest human I ever met. That's what Jake Owen said, too.
That's true.
Okay. Well, Lunchbox.
That's a good interview, Lunchbox.
Thank you for the kind words.
Hey, you're welcome, dude.
Oh, man. What? Only one thing.
Only one. That's nice, too.
That is like, that's the best compliment right there. That means he's learned so much from you.
Yeah. So, here. Yeah. I have a lot of...
Sorry, it's awkward because I gave him a compliment, so he doesn't know.
No, I was trying to find the Jake clip where Jake's like, "You're the weirdest human ever."
We were friends at the time.
What do you mean? I'm still your friend.
No,
yeah.
No.
Wrong clip.
Oh.
You sometimes, for the guy that's pimping joy.
Wrong clip.
Oh, that one hurts.
I didn't know this hurt me.
I'm saying
nah,
me.
Whatever. Not, I'll come to it in a minute because I got a lot to talk about with this. I hope you listen to the Bobby Cast. It's a show that I do from my house. And so at times, artists come by, like Jake Owen made the news because he came on, and we're just talking for like an hour and a half. And he talks about the fact that he has a girlfriend, he says it by name, and now the news has picked it up, and they like found her Instagram and posted it. And
whoa.
I know. You want to hear the pettiness of me, though?
What?
Yeah.
They're like, in a recent random interview.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey. Can't even say it's the Bobby Cast.
Yeah, normally, some articles will say click here for a link
like
to
Rolling
the interview.
Rolling Stone says, sure. But here's Jake talking about his girl. That's just me being petty.
Yeah.
But it's not even about me.
I mean, we've dated for a little while now, you know? And this is actually the first time I've ever said on air on anything that I've been dating. I might have
not
told
sure
you one time.
Yeah, you said
yeah,
on
I might
show,
have told you. But like, never anyone else ever really talked about it. But I'm happy. Like, when I said I was happy earlier, like, I think this is a derivative of it, is having her name's Erica, in my life, like, she likes me for me. Honestly, I can sense it. Like, I'm good, and I'm like you earlier. Like, I'm always looking for ways of, like, nope, this is, like, going too right. I got to get away from this. And especially coming from what I came from and having a relationship just explode. Like, why would I ever want to do that again?
So that's Jake Owen on the Bobbycast. And you can go to iTunes and search Bobbycast or iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast.
Yeah, he's number 53. Jake Owen's number 53.
Episode
oh, the
53.
Episode.
And why can't we give credit where credit's due? Like, when we're
it's
doing
maybe
articles.
Petty. It's not about me, but, you know.
That's called citing a reference.
Yeah, like, when breaking news happens, you got to say, first broke by, and you had to say.
It wasn't news to us. We were just talking.
Because you're weird, dude.
And
you're the weirdest human being ever.
And you
I'm
are
not
too.
As weird as you are, dude.
That's funny.
That's Jake and I. And it's sunshine. So, Amy came by. And this is Amy on the Bobbycast talking about our friendship. And you can go listen to this one, too.
I mean, we've been through a lot together.
A lot.
Like.
A lot. And you've always been there for me. Like, there are things.
And you've always been there for me.
That y'all have no idea. I could even, like, get emotional saying it because there are things that Bobby has done for me and my family that y'all have no idea. You have no idea.
There's crying in this one.
Dang.
It's kind of weird to hear back, huh?
I know. I had to, like, look away.
Don't look away.
It's just life.
We're all open beings in life.
Right? I just haven't open beings. Listened to it, and it's been a minute, and I was like, "Oh yeah, we got real."
That's what that show's about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, it's what all the shows are about. you want to do a skinny? You want to change it up?
Yeah.
Get away from do a little something, a little surface.
Let's do it.
Instead of getting down deep in the heart.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Last week, Brad Paisley put out a call for fans to meet him in Franklin, Tennessee to be in his video for Heaven South. About 400 fans showed up on April 15th to take part, and now they have completed the video. We've got it up at bobbybones.com, and it's pretty cool that he can just, like, send out a note like, hey, meet me here at this time, and, like, that many people will show up, and bam, now there's a music video.
Yeah, record comes out tomorrow. He's going to be here tomorrow.
Awesome.
Too, so that'd be cool. All right, what else?
Will Smith is in talks to play the genie in Disney's live-action remake of Aladdin.
The genie. Mm-hmm. That would be in the cartoon. Wasn't that Robin Williams?
Robin Williams, yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he green?
Blue.
But he was, okay, I'm colorblind.
Yes.
But yes, okay. Go ahead.
Good point. Yeah, so I don't know. A lot of people are excited about that. We'll see what happens. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm on Snap last night and just watching people's Snapchat stories. And I follow Lauren Elena. And then I was laughing out loud because these girls see her from across the street and start to sing her song to her, like yell at her. And so they're like a block away, right? But
yeah.
And her name's I Am Lauren Elena on Snapchat. And I'm like, that's funny. Then the next snap, I start talking to these girls. She's like yelled at them to call them over.
We were just sitting in Dunkin' and we saw you walking across and we were like, wait, that's Lauren because she's wearing cornrows.
Yeah, we recognized it and we were like, gotta go see her.
The cornrows gave me away.
So then the next snap is her in their car driving down the street.
What?
Yes, yes. Here.
Literally taking the road less traveled. I just got in the car with Ben. Here we are.
And so.
Trust your rebel heart. Ride into battle. Don't be afraid. Take the road less traveled.
I was laughing out loud at Lauren Snap.
Goosebumps.
That's so
cool.
How cool
for those girls and for Lauren Elena because that's like her first number one and she's in there and they're jamming out.
I called her last night and I was so like, cool. Lauren, you have to take your snaps off your phone and send them to me because I want to play them on the air. She was like, what? And I was like, your Snapchat story, it's so funny. Like, text me all these snaps. So she was like, okay. And so she texted me all those snaps. Like,
so
right?
Awesome.
Aren't those so funny and
yes.
like cool and normal?
Yeah.
And like,
love it.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's cool. Our producer, Ray, who's the audio guy, he sits in a glass room and he's so mad today. Why are you mad?
Well, I was promised a steak dinner, and it's been over a week and a half and still haven't got it.
What do you mean you were promised a steak dinner?
One of the bosses tells me that if I help them out, they give me a steak dinner, and we haven't gone yet.
Oh, wow.
What?
What's more important to you, Ray? Getting the actual steak dinner or going and spend time with the boss?
Like spending time with the boss. Everybody else. Oh, I met with the bosses and we had fun. Oh, going to the boss with this. I've never been to the boss with it for anything.
Okay, so Ray's our audio producer. He's actually in a different room than we are right now. He's in a glass room. And I can just see Ray through the wall. And that's why he sounds a little off. Which boss was it?
His name?
Yeah.
Rod.
Oh, that'll happen in 8 months.
What? Yeah.
Good luck.
Wow. Maybe next, probably 2018.
Yeah, Rod runs the entire format, and good luck.
He sent me an email and said, steak dinner or really, really nice restaurant, I owe you.
Yeah, and you'll get that before your contract's up.
I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, he's impossible to get to. So what did you do to earn a steak dinner?
Me and him, we did a little project together. It was like multiple days. And
like what kind of project?
It was audio stuff. So he didn't know how to use the board there. So I taught him the whole board, the phones, and we did it together.
Were you guys doing your own radio? Was Rod doing a radio?
Yeah, what's
our boss here getting ready to take
it like the Ray and Rod show?
No, he needed to play audio, and he couldn't just do it from a cell phone. I said, listen, we have a board. I'll teach you.
Okay, so he owes you a steak dinner. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's been over a week.
See if we can get him on the phone.
Okay.
Call. He'll never answer. See if you can get our boss on the phone, and we'll see where that steak dinner is. Okay. All right? Such a weird question to ask if I have post-mortem plans. I don't care.
Huh?
Amy asked me if after, because Prince has this music coming out.
Oh, yeah.
But they're fighting legally about who has it. And Amy's like, do you have plans that, like, after? I don't even have a will.
I know you don't.
Once I'm out, peace out.
I can see you not having a will, but I could also see you, like, having some sort of stuff stocked away to be released, like, after you die, like, whether it's a comedy song or a comedy sketch or something.
Here's a little song I wrote called I'm Now Dead. Yeah. Here, hit it, boys.
Exactly. Like, I would not put it past you to, like, surprise us with something after you die.
Well,
but that sounds morbid.
I don't think death is really that morbid, although that's kind of the definition of it.
Yes.
Because we all do it. It's like going to the bathroom. Like, why is it such a weird thing to talk about? We all do it.
Because it's not sad to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Depending on who you talk to. Like, I have a weird thing with my girlfriend.
Okay.
About the bathroom. And all humans go to the bathroom, and it's not weird to me. I don't like to talk. Like, if I'm, number one, I'm not talking to her through the door. And I don't want her talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I'm like, I don't like talking during bathroom time.
Interesting.
And so, bathroom happens. Part of life. I just don't think there's conversation there.
Hmm. Is she like conversation during that time?
She's been playing music for so long and traveling and touring with dudes. And like, she's just cool because, and I say cool, like guys think girls are cool if they're like down with the dudes, but they can still, you know.
Right.
She's been around dudes for so long and traveling and touring that that's just not weird to her. So she's, yeah.
So you have to be like, stop talking.
Oh, no, for sure.
Okay.
Like, I have said I do not like to talk while I'm using the bathroom, and I do not like to hear anyone talk to me while they're using the bathroom, and on that list includes you. And so.
So no talkie.
No talkie. Bathroom time, no talkie.
Now you say no talkie.
Yeah.
Now, you keep the door closed?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, just making sure, because that is not
There's
cool.
got to be still some sort of romance in the relationship.
Yeah.
And again, you don't have to not use the bathroom, but let's shut the door and let's not talk during it.
I agree.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
You think that has to do with romance, like using the restroom with the door open, being open, kills the romance in a relationship.
I think it kills it, but it sure doesn't help it. It doesn't make me go, man, I wasn't in the mood, but now I am.
Okay, I got
you.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing attractive about hearing them go to the bathroom.
All right.
Nothing.
I'm not saying it turns you on or anything.
No, but it's just like, why? I'm just like weirded out. Okay. I don't want to talk during it.
Weird. Okay.
And what was that? Oh, death.
Right. Yes, death.
Now back to death.
Back to death.
Back
where
to
we originally started.
Post-mortem plans.
I have none, but
Prince
has this music that's supposed to come out tomorrow. Now maybe it's not, and it's unreleased Prince music. I haven't heard any of it. Here is Deliverance. But here's my thing about it: if it's unreleased, doesn't that mean he thinks it kind of stunk and didn't want it out?
Yeah.
Like if he would have thought it was awesome, he would have released it.
Right.
So they're obviously trying to make money off of him, which is for sure either way. But secondly, they're doing it against his wishes. Like that's how you get haunted.
Uh-oh.
That's how Ghost Prince comes back. least.
Oh, yeah.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. I mean, it sounds like every Prince song ever.
It does.
But I mean, that we'll see if it comes out. Hey, our boss is on the phone. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Our boss is on the phone, who I believe is in New York right now. Hey, Rod.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Ray, our producer, is upset because you promised him a steak dinner and you still haven't delivered. I don't know anything about this.
No, that's true. I do owe him that. Yeah.
We told him that you would give it to him, but it would probably be sometime between now and third quarter 2018.
Well, I think that's fair, though. I mean, we all have busy schedules. Let's not get crazy.
He is really upset, though. He was asking this morning in the studio, like, when is it? Because he feels that he doesn't get to do stuff that the show does, and it's more about FaceTime with you.
Okay. Let's go. We can do it.
Ray?
I was kind of thinking maybe you, me, we could almost sneak in a lunch, Ruth's, Chris, or something. Not even have to be a dinner.
Okay, we can do lunch. I mean, let's not get crazy, but sure. Let's schedule a lunch, maybe August, September, something like that.
I was just bringing it up
to get on the schedule.
Because it was an email and it got me excited, and then next thing you know, I'm just waiting, and then Christmas never came.
Ray is clearly the best. He saved me on a project.
Yes, I saved you. We worked together. We were boys.
He's upset. Like, he's really upset. Like, we're not joking. He's upset.
Okay, I get it. I mean, you know me. Sometimes that can get put on the back burner. But let me make sure I put it right back in front. We'll figure it out. We'll do well. But again,
yeah, and that'd be
there
awesome.
Are other places.
Hey, and I'm not even forcing a plus one, because I was kind of thinking maybe I bring my girlfriend. That would be fun. Screw that. Just you and me. Let's go and do some steak.
I was going to do a nice, send you guys out a nice romantic dinner, but if you'd rather hang out with me, let's go.
No, that too. Let's do another dinner then.
Okay. We do have confirmation, and Ray can relax. He's just buzzing around the studio this morning, mad.
Yeah, kind of a legit complaint, so let me make sure we don't leave him hanging. I get it.
Yeah!
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
There he
thanks,
is.
Guys.
Bye-bye. There's our boss. Rod Phillips.
That's all I needed. That was good. That was a positive step.
Feel better?
Yes.
Yeah.
That
was
order good. Dessert. Yes. I'm like, if I don't say anything, this is going to get forgotten.
That's true. All right, Rascal Flatts now. Thank our audio producer, Ray. Hey, you want something done? Go do it. Go get to the head of the problem. I have terrible dry scalp where I just shake my head and it's like a snowstorm, right? And so I've been trying all this product like to
help get rid of it?
Yeah, because this is gross.
Yeah.
It is gross.
Yeah.
And so I've been using all this. But my hair is so fluffy all the time now.
Okay, because of the product.
Yeah, it's just like, that's what my hair feels like. And then I wash it so much now, I feel like I'm losing all my hair.
Well, I must say, I don't really see any dandruff, though. So I think it's working.
A little bit. Yeah,
I didn't see much.
It's getting better.
But I feel like, am I losing my hair?
No.
I feel like I am. Maybe it's just so light and fluffy that it feels thinner.
I didn't want to tell you, but it looks like you are.
Back.
didn't want to be the one to break it to you.
You want me in the club?
Because I still hate the guy that was cutting my hair when he told me. Just something like that's still in my mind. I couldn't stand him.
Do you want me to join your club?
Dude,
there's
a seat open right next to me.
Eddie came in the other day, and he looked funny. And I was like, what's happening with your head?
That was weird, huh?
And he did a comb over all the way over his head.
It's not a comb over. Yes, I combed it to the side.
No.
A comb over, excuse me. A comb over is when you grow it long and comb it over your head. I didn't grow anything long.
No, no.
I just combed it to the side.
He took his long hair and combed it over
I don't
his
have
head.
Long hair. You're making it up.
So was it a comb over studio?
Comb over.
Oh. And Eddie put it, he was like, he felt so weird about it, he put a hat on. We didn't make him feel weird. He just felt weird.
Oh, well, the first thing Lunchbox said when I walked in the room
I didn't know this.
Was like, whoa, what is happening there?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You look naked.
Well, then why are you attacking me?
Because after he said that, then you walked in, and you didn't say anything right away. But then after a while, you're like, whoa, come over today? That's why I'm attacking
style.
You.
We're just used to seeing you in a hat.
Yeah.
Guys, somehow walked out of my house without a hat that day. I don't know why.
How's my hair, Ray? Is it still good?
It's good.
A plus?
Yeah.
Or A minus?
It's good.
Good? Yeah. All right. I worry about that. It's all I have. I'm not even married yet. At least you're married.
That's not all you have.
Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about?
That's all I have. My hair.
What else do you got?
Even my boyish good looks are going away. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Our video producer, Eddie, has two kids, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. And the 9-year-old asked you if you were a celebrity.
Well, it was weird. Because I guess at school that day, they were talking about, you know, being in Nashville and how cool it is here. There's celebrities everywhere. So they went around the classroom asking everyone, like, have you seen a celebrity lately? And, you know, one person would be like, I saw Carrie Underwood. And another one's like, I saw Luke Bryan at the grocery store. And they went to Junior and he goes, I guess I live with a celebrity.
Oh, no.
And they're like, well, what do you mean? Well, all these people you mentioned, like, they're kind of his friends. Like, he sees them at work all the time, and he's on the radio, so I guess I live with one. And so he came home, and he's like, are you a celebrity? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. Why? And so he told me. So I don't know. What do you think?
That's a big word.
It is a big word.
The answer is no to being a celebrity. Like, we're not celebrities.
That's kind of what I thought.
We're moderately known in certain areas of the country.
But he makes a good point, like Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan.
They're celebrities.
We hang out with them.
They're like worldwide.
Just because you're friends with somebody doesn't mean you're also them.
Oh, okay. I see that.
But to be fair, people will get online and they're like a YouTube celebrity. And I don't know who they are.
Oh, right.
But they have a YouTube following.
Ah.
How do you feel about your kid like starting to get it now that you're on the radio?
It's weird. It's really weird.
He really hasn't.
Yeah, and now he's figuring it out, but the three-year-old is still... probably has no idea now. So, I mean, it's kind of cool that he knows what I do. Like, I think I want him to be inspired now. That, like, wow, my dad can be on the radio. I can do whatever then.
So you what know? Did you do to get on the radio that he can learn?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah, like, what? Like he.
Well, I mean, I've been in the creative field my whole life. I kind of knew what I wanted to do when I got out of, like, high school, which was TV. And I guess it was grouped in radio, TV, whatever. But I've always stayed in this communication path. And that's kind of what I want him to do is like focus in. If he wants to make movies, then just follow the movies. You know, whether it's going to be a TV show or a real movie in a theater.
But he's like, Dad, how'd you get on the radio?
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, it just happened one day. Uncle Bobby asked me to be on the radio.
But he's like, how do I find an Uncle Bobby to ask me on the radio?
He's just, you know, just be cool with everyone, you know? Like, I wouldn't have met Bobby if I wasn't cool with everyone.
That's kind of true. Eddie's like, cool with everyone.
Well, you were in TV and you met Bobby. I mean,
but yeah, but there wasn't anything I did special to be on the radio. I just met Bobby and I didn't even know he was on the radio. We were just friends. And then later I found out he was on the radio, but then... the fact that I was such a good TV producer was why you wanted me to come, right?
You're just cool with everybody.
But that's it. Yeah. I've been cool with everyone my whole life.
Everybody. Like, nobody dislikes Eddie.
Like, I like people, and that's my goal with them. Like, I don't want them to not like me.
Yeah, you're a pleaser.
I'm opposite of Lunchbox.
You're a people pleaser, for sure. Well, it's an interesting story with your 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Until no,
the
not
celebrity.
No,
yes.
No.
It's funny, huh?
You're not. No, don't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
So this guy's name is Ben. He's a dad. The story says he did all he could do to make his 6-year-old not feel ashamed after she had an accident at school. The kindergartner walked herself to the school's office with a coat wrapped around herself and her waist to hide the fact that she had a wet spot between her legs. So they called the dad. And the dad showed up, and he had put water all over his pants, too, and showed up so she didn't feel like she was by herself.
Right.
And he was like, it happens to me, too.
It's cute.
And they were like, she just looked at him in awe. He pretended like they were sneaking out of school together, like they were getting away with something.
It's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you know she had to feel embarrassed, but he made her feel okay.
And it kind of gives you those hair stand-up-y things.
Yeah,
it's a good dad.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
My girlfriend bought me their tights.
Mm-hmm.
They're yoga tights. I mean, it looks like I'm Peter Pan when I put them on, except they're black. Right? Mm-hmm. And I saw a guy wear them once in a yoga class. And listen, make no mistake about it. Yoga is really hard. Like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And so people make fun of me because I go to yoga, but it's really hard, and it's hot yoga. So, and there aren't a lot of guys in there. And so she gave me these pants, and I've been a little self-conscious to wear them because they're here I am, right?
Yeah.
So, but I went to yoga yesterday for the first time in like 3 weeks. And I go in, and there were 3 guys in the class, and we were all together. And I'm not kidding. Like, on the left of me was this dude, had to be a football player, covered in tattoos, big dude, ripped up. wearing tights, right?
Whoa,
on my left-hand side. On my right-hand side, the guy had to be like a street fighter, right? He was wearing tights, too. And they were both wearing tights. I was between a football player and a street fighter, both wearing yoga tights. And I was like, I got to go. So I'm aware.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
It's time to bust
if you're
out the
in
tights.
A football player, street fighter sandwich, and they're wearing tights.
Were you like, dang, I forgot my tights?
Yes.
Did you want to tell them, hey, yo, I have
some, too.
But I forgot them.
Yep. I did.
Okay. Well, wear the tights. Document it.
Were these guys really that big? Or are you just trying to say you can wear the tights?
One had to be a football player. One had to be a street fighter. Like, that had to be their careers. Like, you just see it.
Come on.
And if they're going to be doing it, then.
Okay. Either that or they just looked like it.
For sure. They were cool. They had the tattoos and stuff. But, I may wear them to work one day just to see how we feel.
Do
All
it.
All right. Feels so awkward.
There's a story from tentruth.com. T-E-N-N truth.com. Country music superstar Jake Owens back in the dating world. But we opened up a whole Pandora's box with this Bobbycast, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Jake Owens has re-entered the dating world. Owen recently appeared on the Bobby Bones' Bobbycast and discussed a wide range of topics. The Florida native told Bones he'd been seeing a woman named Erica who works in interior design. And then they Instagram stalked her and found her picture and posted it in the story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so... It said, for what it's worth, the story says, Owen seemed incredibly happy on the podcast. He has a new song out called Good Company, and his beach whiskey company seems to be thriving.
Okay.
So, but they found her, they posted her, so it's nuts.
She's very pretty.
And they cited the Bobbycast.
They did. This story did. Yeah,
it's cool.
Some others
we
not.
Found this. Yeah, it's, yeah. Some of those, they're like, hey, people on the streets are talking.
In some random interview, Jake asked.
So, yeah, it's interesting, because... Okay, in the room, we searched her out, too.
Yeah.
But we didn't post it. Because we were like, it was easy to find, but now everybody's drawing conclusions that she decorated his place.
Oh.
And I was like, furniture builder Erica Nashville.
Well, that's what he's, like, I have him talking about her.
Yeah.
But we didn't, I didn't make the story up of she came and designed his house and then they started dating. I don't know that that's the case.
The speculation is that when he was remodeling his home, that maybe she was involved in that process.
Lots of maybes here.
Yeah.
I mean, we've dated for a little while now, you know, and this is actually the first time I've ever said on air on anything that I've been dating. I might have told you one time.
Yeah, you said it on the
show. I might have told you, but like never anyone else I've really talked about it. But I'm happy, like when I said I was happy earlier, like I think this is a derivative of it, is having her name's Erica, in my life, like, she likes me for me. Honestly, I can sense it. Like, I'm good, and I'm like you earlier. Like, I'm always looking for ways of, like, nope, this is, like, going too right. I got to get away from.
So there's that. And he also talks about the first time he calls her his girlfriend, and he stops when he does it.
Dummy, dude, I had a date.
He's talking about taking her to the John Mayer show.
Dummy, dude, I had a day, 2 days off. You think I want to travel on my day?
And it's only 2 days. I had to wait off, too.
And I took my girlfriend. I just said it. I have a girlfriend. I took her to Chicago to go see that show, and it was awesome. It was amazing. And the last song, when he comes out
on the piano,
it's all white.
Yeah.
The screen's white. Everything's white.
He, like,
white.
Truman shows it.
And then he walks through the door and leaves. Yeah. And it's over and it says the end.
You can hear it. Just search Bobbycast. iHeartRadio. Subscribe on iTunes. The world's a flutter about Jake Owens' new girl. I guess it's all fair game if he says it, right?
Yeah.
I think it's all fair.
It's a Friday.
I love John.
We finally made it. I can't believe I get to see your face.
Jake and I have a lot in common. We're very weird and sensitive.
Yes. But you're weirder.
That's what he said. I don't know about
you're weirder.
That. I don't know about that. I mean, that's what Jake Owen said. But I don't know. Well,
that's a tough one.
You know, they fired Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when we'll do it live when he flipped out and they had
do it live.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Wow. Nailed it.
We'll do it live. Yeah, boy. Here's Jake Owen calling me weird, if anybody cares. saying, I'm, what did he say? I'm weirder than he is?
You're weird. He's weird. Everybody's weird. You're weirder.
I'm not as weird as you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's what he says.
Weird dude.
Because you're weird, dude. And you're the weirdest too. Human and being you're the ever. And you I'm are not too. As weird as you are, dude.
I love that. There we go. That's the jam.
That's not the jam. That's not. Don't put that up there.
That's so good.
No.
I still keep your shampoo in my shower in case you want to wash your hair. And I know that you probably found yourself some more somewhere, but I do not really care. Cause as long as it is there, I still feel like you're mad.
That's a jam right there, man.
Huh.
Doesn't that song make him sound so desperate?
That's okay. That's what music does. It lets you be vulnerable. That's how you. That's vulnerability in your creative space. I wouldn't say half the crap to real people, I would say, on this show.
That's true.
And human life.
Mm-hmm.
Human life, I'm a stone. I got nothing for nobody. On this show, it's like, here's my soul, America, take it out.
That's what's interesting. Even in the Bobbycast with Jake, you say, he asked you, I think, who knows you the best? And you said, my listeners.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you're weird, dude. And you're the weirdest and you're the ever. And you are as weird as you are, dude.
Once, you bat.
It's like a fight on who's weird. No, you're weird.
Because you're weird, dude.
We'll do it live!
There's an Oklahoma police officer who issues himself a speeding ticket. Did you guys see this?
Oh, that's nice of him.
Idiot.
What do you mean?
Idiot. Yeah,
you're
tell
the
me
cop,
more.
Man.
Like, okay. I saw the headline. Let me read it to
you. They want to know what you'd do.
Okay.
An Oklahoma police chief says he issued himself a citation for speeding. He did so after being caught on video speeding. He posted on Facebook saying he was wrong. He was traveling 80 miles an hour. He wrote himself a $300 ticket. He's going to pay it in full. Because whenever someone goes through the radar and it sends it back, he's the person that gets it, and he got sent back to him.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
That's legit.
Yeah.
No.
Keeping it real.
I think it's keeping it real and it's legit, but would you do it if you were the cop?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
No chance. Yeah.
The answer's no.
No.
You would too, Bobby.
I really wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Because no one would be losing from it. It's not like I'd be taking from anyone. I'm just being honest. I'm bearing my soul, America.
I feel like you would.
I'm bearing my soul. I don't think I would.
Well, I believe in you.
I'd probably take it and go, I kind of feel bad. I'm going to donate it to charity. Did we do something else with this money? I'm not paying the ticket, though. Because my insurance goes up. Amy was talking about some Shania Twain story where she peed her pants because she was scared.
Yeah, her first time singing in high school or singing an original song that she wrote or something, and she was wearing a skirt and she peed.
Oh. This is her on James Corden last night. Oh.
This was little pee. This was a puddle.
It was a full throttle.
When I stood up, it just came.
Okay, see, I'm And Amy was like, we talked about this in Skinny. I was like, I don't like talking about that.
Well, do you want to know the rest, what she did to cover it up?
Okay.
So there was a water bottle nearby, so she kicked it over so it looked like the water
bottle. Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because...
She just poured the water all over herself?
Yeah. Here, this is her talking about stage fright, Shania Twain.
When I was a teenager, I got up in front of my peers, a bunch of 16-year-olds in front of the school, and I literally peed myself.
No.
I mean, I was so nervous.
Yeah. They're saying she's going to play new music at Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's playing Stagecoach in California next week. And Eddie and I...
We'll be there.
The Raging Idiots, our band's playing too. We're playing the same night Shania plays.
Awesome.
So,
is that next week?
It's next weekend, dude.
Wow.
Indio, California, the Raging Idiots at Stagecoach.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. She sounds funny. She's what so Canadian sounding.
You definitely heard that.
Yeah, because my girlfriend's from Canada.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what part Shania's from. My girlfriend's from like Cowboy Canada, Calgary. Where they have like the Calgary Stampede.
That's right, that's their football team.
But that's what they have, that's what they call it, like the Stampede. Like she's from the Wyoming of Canada.
Oh, okay.
Basically, if
for
I were
perspective.
Yes, okay. Like Toronto is like the Chicago. I had to learn this.
Because I have no idea. I've never been to Canada.
She's from the cowboy part of Canada.
Okay.
And that's how she got into country music, was like, that's just what Calgarians?
Sure.
Do. I don't know.
She's from Windsor.
Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
Windsor.
How'd you know that? Geography
B. Nailed it.
Dude, let me tell you.
Dude.
You're weird. You're weird. Dude. Ninth grade, I won the Geography B. Like, I won my whole county.
Why are you bragging?
Because it was awesome.
So were you good at, like, just domestic geography?
No,
or
no.
Like
I tried to win state,
world?
And I didn't win state. I was a quiz bowl monster.
Yeah.
In seventh grade, I was captain of the 12th grade team. And like,
it's impressive.
Yeah. I was a like, I never really been great at anything. That was my highlight. Mm-hmm. If I had to Uncle Rico something,
it'd be that.
When I was a seventh grader and I was tiny and I was captain of the 12th grade quiz bowl team against other 12th, and I was dominating them.
Nah.
That was, to me, I'm Uncle Rico.
Okay.
Geography B, though, was pretty good. Like, states, capitals, what?
It's so weird that Windsor, Ontario, or Ontario, whatever, is right across
Ontario,
from
yeah.
Detroit. Like, it's right next to each other.
Why is that weird?
I just feel like Canada's up by the North Pole.
Borders with America.
Oh, I know, but right by Detroit? That's crazy.
That's like, Eddie, that's being like, so crazy that Texas is so close to Mexico.
Yeah, well, it's like, so crazy Niagara Falls is by
But
New
here's
York.
The thing. You're from Texas. It's close to Mexico.
Yeah.
So that part of the country to you, it's because it's not like we're world travelers.
Yeah, right.
It's foreign.
It is foreign.
No, I get it. It's like going, New York is the closest to London. We're not from New York.
That's crazy.
So right.
This just blew my mind. Like, Shania Twain could have gone to, like, Detroit Lion games.
Like, wow. Like,
and then been home that same night. That's crazy.
That's
passport.
True. Yeah.
Okay, Amy. Details.
Minor details.
I mean, we got to go blow this Kim Jong-un up, right? Like, we just have to.
That's how you start this
we
segment.
We just
I love
have
it.
To. I mean, this guy is an absolutely insane maniac.
Doesn't seem real.
They were showing this video and they reenacted this, like the U.S. was being wiped out by a nuclear attack. And listen to the cheering here. They put on this show to mark the birthday of like the founding father, Kim Second Sung. And they ended up with this whole footage thing that they created of them blowing up America with a nuclear attack. And everybody's just like, ah, we want it so bad.
Wow.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Mr. Jong-un, it's time to go, buddy. I get no room for that. If you stay in your little country, and it's like a really crazy person just drawing pictures in their house.
Okay.
As long as you don't leave your house, you can draw your little pictures.
Right.
Once you start to leave your, it's time to go because I don't know what you're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never listen. I don't run any military.
No, you don't.
Nope.
But this Kim Jong Un gotta go. Like they've got this. It's like your home team wins the football game. You throw a touchdown. That's what they're cheering for.
Yeah.
As it shows America being blown up.
That's yeah. So crazy.
Like yeah. I've never felt that much hate towards
me
something.
Me either.
I don't
like,
think
never.
I think it's love toward their own people because they're taught they're so right and we're so
yes.
wrong. So it'd be like, what? You're not really into sports, though.
He's like,
yeah,
the Cowboys.
Say the Cowboys.
But I would say,
say
but,
the Spurs. Those are my teams, so I'm like.
You don't have rival. Like, from.
Well, like, who's
oh,
your rival,
okay,
Bobby?
Rivals.
Like, who would be your rival?
My rival.
They're only your rival because you love your team so much.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So go on.
Like, you wouldn't just hate them to hate them.
But and, you like to see him lose. I get it.
Okay.
I
shouldn't do sports references with you as much.
No, I know what you're saying. I get the message, though.
But anyway, he's got to go. I'd like to make the call. We I don't know how, but that's it.
I'm sure someone's on it. We're keeping an eye on it.
He needs to go. These people are just going too crazy at America blowing up. Like, we would never see any place blown up, even people we hate, and seeing a whole city and go like, yeah, we just wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's
unless
that.
It was like, well, I don't even want to say.
Ooh. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say.
You have a place?
No.
Amy has a place.
It's like a whole city. It's like a whole.
Huh?
No. There he goes. I got somewhere.
What is it, Amy?
No, I was going to say unless. Well, I mean, y'all can think of a compound full of people.
That's different than a city or.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like ISIS.
Amy's like, let me tell you about what state I don't like. Like what? Talking about North Korea, how nutty that dude is. Like, he wants us all to die. And, like, they're cheering on the streets at a simulation of blowing up America. I'm like, all right, time for him to go. Did you know that that place is so nutty, North Korea, that you can't even get his haircut? Like, he has a style of hair no one else can get it. It's a law. It's a law. You cannot have his haircut. His haircut looks like...
Let me check it out.
It's shaved on the bottom. And remember how Jake Owens' hair used to be when it was long and he'd push it back?
Yes.
It's like a shaved old school Jake Owens on top. Super tight on bottom and Jake Owens.
Oh, yeah.
It's a super tight Jake Owens on
Whoa,
top.
Whoa, super tight.
Yeah. Basically to the skin.
Wow. And then he's got slick back on the top, top kind of like, dark, like Peaky Blinders.
Kind of, but a little longer.
Yeah.
Like I would say old school Jake Owens.
And no one else can have this cut.
No. It probably gets sentenced to death.
Interesting.
Right. Interesting. One of the most common questions I get is, what do you guys do during breaks? Like, if we're at commercial or we're playing a song, like, what do you do? And now, what we're going to do for you right now is exactly what we were doing during the break. And we were like, let's just do it on the air. This is verbatim what we were doing before you're hearing that right there.
Yes.
We were doing a Josh Turner impression off the air. Like, we do bits for just ourselves. And so we started doing it, and we quit because we're like, let's just see how good everybody is. So Josh Turner has a deep voice, and he has a new song called Hometown Girl. Ready? All right. Amy, you're up first.
I need a pretty little hometown girl with a ribbon tie back in those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world.
What is her voice?
That's pretty
deep.
Low.
That's my deep. Oh, pretty little hometown girl. Girl.
That is my...
That's your...
Alto? No, my baritone.
Baritone.
Yeah, sorry, alto would be high.
No, that's good.
There we go.
That's amazing.
Hold on. All that was one.
I know. That's all we need. Do it again. How do you do that?
Hold on. She grew up around. No, I can't move.
Come on.
I make me smile.
She grew up around here on the southwest side, where the corner.
Wait.
Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She got a pretty little hometown girl.
That's my
dude. You sound
that's good.
You sound like a grandpa.
Now, well, come on over here. I need a. She got the ribbon line back with the waterfall curl.
Dude, it's hard, huh?
It's hard. Now you're the impression guy, though, Eddie. Like, you're the guy that nails pressure. Them. This is our impression guy, Eddie.
Woo!
Doing Josh Turner, hometown girl. Go ahead.
She grew up around here on the by the southwest side, where the growner grows on the road and outside. Went to high school, got that Panther pride. She was cheering them on every Friday night. I'm pretty little hometown girl.
Does it sound like it? Hold on. Wait.
She grew up around here on the southwest side, where the corner of Mr. Bobby
Bones. Appreciate you guys commenting on our Josh Turner off.
What do they say? Good stuff?
Funny, but not that good.
What?
Like, we tried to do our best Josh Turner. So
that was good.
I've been told that Lunchbox is coming to my stand-up comedy show on Saturday. And so, you know, I guess you guys haven't ever been, huh?
Never been. Never seen it. Don't know anything about it.
That's interesting.
I was at your very, very first one.
Yeah. Okay. But that was a year. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've got new material.
A lot has changed. He's improved his stage presence.
You haven't seen any of it.
I know. I'm just trying to help you out.
But what's your game here?
I'm just telling you, I don't want you to feel extra pressure. I don't want you to over-tell the jokes because I'm in the crowd and you're worried about me criticizing you. I want you to just be up there and just forget that I'm out in the audience because I'm going to be an honest critic. And I know when I am in the audience, it can be a little pressure-filled because I'm brutally honest. And you may feel the need to impress me by telling jokes that are a little more risque than you like to. But
no,
I don't want you to...
I don't curse.
I don't want you to change your act.
I will do what I do.
I just want you to do funny and alone.
Do you think that I, when you're around, I try to do more to impress you?
Yes.
Why?
That's interesting.
Oh. Because he looks for approval.
From you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's only natural because when there's a funny person around, you want to act funny.
Oh,
so,
that's it.
Yeah, because if there's a funny person in the room and you act funny, they're like, oh, that guy's funny too. You get the respect of another funny person.
Well,
so,
in that case.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
You better be really funny because we're all coming.
Yeah.
See, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, it was. It backed up your point.
Are you guys all coming early?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Who cares?
Dude, this is a big night.
I'm bringing family members.
It's not a big night. It's who cares?
And my wife wants to see it. Like, we're all in. Mm-hmm.
That's why people don't like doing shows at home.
My husband's coming.
Because everybody comes and takes all the tickets.
Oh, you don't get paid for those.
It costs me money.
Damn, fine. We'll pay you. What is it? $5?
Yes.
I'll give you $10.
$5. I'm not paying.
You take Venmo?
I'll take Venmo, okay. Yeah. I just went to Ray through the little speaker. Ray sits in a glass room, our producer. And I was like, hey, are we not playing Body Like a Back Road this morning? Like, I don't know that I've ever, like, requested a song.
Ever.
I'm just sitting here.
Yeah. But this song, it seems like it just...
It is.
You need it.
It won't be number one song this week. Next, if it's not a 3-week number one, I'm calling conspiracy on the industry. Mm. It's as big as Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy Man. And that's been one of the biggest songs we've been here.
Yeah.
It's as big as Girl... I mean, if it's not a 3-week number one, I'm saying Russia hacked the country music charts. Let's just do all this, stop giving everybody a number one every week just because it's nice. If Body Like a Back Road is not a 3-week number one, I'm probably going to be like, okay, I'm going to have to break it down. Where is that song? I need to hear a little bit of it. Thank you. Ray said, it's right here.
Yes. Mm. I like the sound of that.
She got braids in her hair.
Got hips like, honey. I mean, come on.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by. And I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back. Like Cadillac seats.
All right, today's 420.
Yeah.
Okay, why do people do that?
I get it.
None of us are like pot people.
No.
But why?
It's still fun to celebrate.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know everyone else is, so you just kind of go,
are they?
Yeah.
Or is everybody else doing like you're doing? You're just going, yeah.
You think that they're just doing it because it's 420?
When I was in college, I knew people that got really excited about it.
Oh. Yeah, because it's like funny.
But did they do it on 419 and 421?
Yes.
And, okay.
Yeah, and 30. And
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay, so it says here that 50% of Americans have tried marijuana. I think that's probably
that's
a low
higher
number.
Than that.
Yeah, I think it's a low number. That's
yeah.
a low number.
Yeah.
And you can go wherever you want. I've never tried it. I've never tried even alcohol. I'd love to try it all. I'd love to just have one night where I just try everything.
Yeah. It's
like
everything?
It's like a buffet of everything.
That could be a crazy night.
Yeah.
Could be
I
just
have
it.
DH.
Wouldn't you like to know what all that stuff feels like?
No.
Though?
No.
Even like, not really.
Some of it makes
Steve
me
Jobs
feel
like took LSD and was like, it changed his life. He was like, it made me think in a more creative space.
Okay.
I just wonder what things feel like,
what
but I don't have
do?
That in me to take that step to feel it.
Sorry, what was he referring to, Steve Jobs? What made
taking
him
taking LSD and opening up
oh,
the brain.
Oh, LSD. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they
that.
They use LSD in doctors do to treat all kinds of stuff. I'll just say that.
Hmm. All kinds of stuff. So
I learned a lot there.
Can treat a disease.
Anxiety, like super anxiety and PTSD.
Oh,
they
wow.
use it and they control it. And they control you in an environment. And
okay.
Use it.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But
wow.
So, but when you like to, because it, man, it's got to be.
Some stuff, maybe. Other things, no way.
Like morphine.
Yeah, but don't they use that like when you go through like surgery
if you're at the
or
hospital,
something?
I don't know. I don't know.
You get
I don't
it
know
if
I had drugs.
I think I've had morphine.
But well, you were in the hospital because you
I
had
was.
MRSA.
Staph infection. Yeah, MRSA. So I definitely had morphine.
Yeah, it's a painkiller. We don't know enough about drugs to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
No.
But over 50% of Americans have tried marijuana. It said, I think it's way above that.
Bunch of liars. I mean, definitely. The people lied in that survey.
Okay.
Why did you?
In this room.
Go ahead.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. I haven't. I don't care if you say you have or haven't. You don't have to say anything. Raise your hand if you have tried it. 1, 2, to only 2 of 5. Wow.
I guess they're not lying.
Wait.
What?
What drug are we talking about?
Whoa, Amy.
Whoa.
Amy.
I'm joking.
Amy,
I just thought
party.
It would be higher.
I thought it would be higher, too. Lunchbox hasn't.
Nope, never tried it.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be one of the ones.
Yeah, me too. You think I'd be one of the ones.
Oh, not ahead. Never mind, 3 and 5.
Sorry, I didn't know which one we were talking about.
So, Bobby,
about.
You haven't?
Lunchbox and I haven't.
So, who has?
Well, the thing
we just know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
I
all
have.
Raise your hand. I have.
Amy's talked about it before.
I don't mind
and
saying
I
that.
Did it with
it's
my mom.
It's legal in a bunch of the. It's not. It's legal in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird.
I would like to have raised my hand halfway. Like, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm curious about all this stuff that makes you feel good. I don't have any.
Yeah, I guess it's just natural stuff. I mean,
yeah.
That's weird.
And Bobby, one day I could see, depending on what becomes legal or not. I'm a huge proponent for medicinal purposes, and I think that. Every state needs to take a hard look at that.
long look at the medicinal side of things, and I could see you one day maybe if it's legal using it medicinally. I think it could be good for you.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble. I think it's part of it.
Well, yeah. Me neither. Are you kidding? Huh, me neither. I broke the law with my mom. We were breaking the law together.
Listen, to be fair, and so everybody knows the whole story, Amy's mom had cancer really bad, and that's the only way she would eat.
Well,
it improved her quality of life.
What was crazy to me, though, is that the hospital would give her these synthetic marijuana pills, and she could do that, but then she couldn't, like, at home, we couldn't do it to make her feel better or make her eat or take away pain.
Roll one up on the slide?
No, we had to, like, call some people.
Dang. Amy's like
I know.
Rule breaker.
How did you know who to call?
Well,
I wouldn't know.
My mom's
best friend.
Oh, yeah, okay.
First of all, people from high school, one.
But everybody.
Second of all, my mom's. Yeah.
Probably everybody knows somebody. Everybody's one step away from getting
who
weed.
Who would you call?
Okay. Who would I? If I had to pick, like, a close person to call to get weed.
Yeah.
Anybody. I have so many artist friends, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why
And they all
easier.
Know somebody, or they do it themselves, because everybody does it.
I know one probably, that you could say right now.
Probably Nada. I'd be like, Nada, tell me, because Nada's cool. All our friends are cool.
Sure.
I'd be like, who sells weed? And she probably hooked me up.
Okay.
In one call.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know how to, like, I've only done it with someone who does it themselves. Like, I've never done it, like, known how to roll it or buy it, or I've never done any of that. I'm just in a room and have smoked it.
Eddie, what's your question?
But that's a connection, like, not as a connection.
Oh,
do you have
saying
a person that you would know, like,
oh,
he
no
definitely has it or she has it?
Has it?
Yeah,
no,
like, on them, probably.
Like, on standby?
Yep.
But not that I know. I probably, but I don't.
Because you would for sure have to trust. That's why, I mean, if you're sick, which my mom had cancer, you have to make sure it's legit. Like, you can't have, and these gotta be high quality. So we got something called the Lance Armstrong.
Wow.
Because it was
on
steroids?
No. Well, I don't know if it's. I couldn't figure it. No.
Because it was so strong.
Well, no, I think it's because.
That's real funny.
Oh, no. I think it's because he had cancer. I don't know if it's because he also had cancer and then you just knew it was like quality stuff or something. I don't know. But
they all name their stuff different stuff.
They are. Like, you gotta make sure. I don't.
What were some other types?
All I knew is that we got the Lance Armstrong. I don't know any other ones.
Huh? I'd get some Eddie.
Eddie, what's that?
It'd show up late. I'd ask him to get there at 3 and it'd show up at 4:30.
You're so funny.
I'm not. Listen, I think it should be legal. But I never used it. So I'm a hypocrite when
and
I say
listen,
that.
And listen, for people listening, they're probably like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they're talking about this.
It's 420, dude. Come on.
Yeah, 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 it's 420. And for two, I was one of those people, I was so close-minded about it. And I was so like, ugh, you know, I can't believe people would do that, blah, blah, blah. And after I did some research and talked to so many people, like, yeah, I'm with you, Bobby. I think it's okay for it to be legal.
You also saw it. Change.
I saw it firsthand.
You saw it change.
But I was for sure 100% one of those people that was sitting in their car listening to us that would have been like, oh, no, that's an illegal drug. No, ew, stop talking about it.
I guess to me it's weird that you can drink alcohol and that's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Sometimes it takes a life-changing experience for you to change your mind, and that's what happened to me. So I'm just saying.
So what was the benefit for your mom?
Well, for her, I saw an instant, whether if it was the pill, the synthetic pill, or you know, smoking, which she had a really hard time smoking it. It wasn't easy for her to inhale it. And
which way did you prefer? Which way did you prefer?
I never took the pill. That was her pill, her prescription.
You like rolled up? You like rolled up?
We bought her a vape pen or one of those. What's it called?
I'm talking about.
She had a electronic thing.
Oh yeah, a vape.
A vape.
Amy does
it. It wasn't like a roll thing, but for her instantly, like
she had a big bong.
Like we were sitting there watching
she's
The Voice,
making the sound.
So it was me, my mom, my sister, and my mom's best friend, and then my mom's best friend's daughter, and we were watching The Voice, and my mom all of a sudden. My mom had no desire to really eat, no food, but we made a buffet. We put it out the bar so she would be tempted, you know, in case, you know, after she smoked a little. And I saw her get up on her own, which she hadn't really, we would kind of escort her places. She went over to the buffet, made her own plate, like came and sat back down. And then when something like good happened on The Voice, she liked it. At one point, she like popped up and she was like, yeah, like she just was more free with her body. She was like eating food and then laughing at The Voice and just having a great time. And at one point she looked over at us and she's like, y'all, I don't think this is working. And we were just like, Mom, you have no idea. It's so working. You legit just popped up out of the couch, went over and got your own plate of food. And now you're eating it like this is working.
But she just was like, I don't really know if I feel anything. But then, like, nothing funny would be happening on TV. She would be like, ha, 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 pass me another pickle. Like, it was just, for me, it was a great experience. I saw it working. We were under control. It was a good environment. We were safe.
I see a story because painkillers are, like, opiates are, like, people get addicted and they can't get off. It's become a real problem in America.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
And it's like NFL players like, hey, we can smoke weed for pain or we can take these pain pills.
Yeah.
And right now, they can only legally take the pain pills. They can't smoke weed.
Right.
Which is kind of counterintuitive to what it should be.
It really is.
It is.
420 segments over.
I mean, yeah. Man, what a talk.
And scene.
Hey, roll it up. Smoke it goodbye.
Yeah, right. We're so like the opposite.
We're such
put
a group,
in your pipe
we're such a group of losers.
I'm like, what's that thing called? Like a vape.
You never took the pills?
No. Mm-mm. No, those were why
did
I
you
felt
feel
like
you're
doing
a,
one...
you feel like you're a bad girl. The first thing you did, we're like, I'm such a rebel bad girl.
You mean with my mom?
You weren't, period, just smoking at all.
Oh, no, because the first time I tried it, I was in high school. I just felt like I was a stupid high school kid.
But what about with your mom?
Oh, we felt a little like bad, but we were just trying to be her cheerleaders because she really didn't. My mom is a rule follower. She did not want to break the law. But I mean, I was like, Mom, desperate times call for desperate measures. Let's just get together. So we were in the laundry room all huddled around like five grown women like, hee hee, your turn. But we were just trying to be there for my mom.
Any minute the cops kick down the door.
Oh, yeah.
Amy's talking about this show called 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
My trainer was talking about this. We're working out and he's like, you have to watch this show. And it's about cassette tapes?
Well, there's cassette tapes involved, yeah, but I mean, it's about...
Do you guys know the show on Netflix?
No.
No.
Okay.
So you're going through, it's all in sort of the present day, but you are going back and forth between when the girl was alive, a high school student, and after she's dead.
So he was like, it's pretty deep.
So deep.
And dark when it starts because she kills herself and you don't know...
She's a high school student, but then she has these tapes that she's left behind. And they've been distributed to certain people to listen to. And she's explaining kind of the role they played and why she killed herself. Bullying, in a sense.
I read a news story about
bullying.
This show that was like, people... Here, I can just read you this. Many people feel the hit Netflix show can be triggering for those experiences of suicidal feelings. Critics include the mental health charity Headspace. Mm. And other, they're like, this is a show that you shouldn't watch if you're... in a bad spot already.
Wow.
Is
okay.
It that dark? Is it
I
good?
Mean, it's pretty dark. I will say it's good. Like, I'm fully hooked. They've got me. I'm like, Netflix has done it again.
Yeah.
I want to binge it, but I'm trying to, like, take it at a slow pace. I'm on the third or...
Or medium pace.
I'm about to start the fourth episode.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like I'm pretty good. I'm not doing, like... the whole thing in one day, but it's that good to where you could, because you're just like, okay, I got to figure this out. What's happening next? Because I couldn't figure out if she like made the tapes before she died or she's in some like, you know,
Stranger Things universe
yeah. area, but I don't know.
So it's called 13 Reasons Why.
Yes.
Hmm. I'll probably have to watch it then.
Yeah.
If there are news stories out about it, like I need to watch it.
And even for the actors and actresses, they had to have therapy puppies on set because some scenes were so intense that they could go play with the therapy dog after a scene so it wouldn't hit them so hard.
That sounds miserable to watch.
Wow. Yeah.
You'd love it. Bobby, you'd love it.
Big Little Lies was difficult at times to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's an HBO show that I don't think I would ever even watched.
Right.
Except for everybody. It just finally got around. Word of mouth made that show happen because it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word of mouth show. I wasn't pitched on it by watching. I don't even really watch HBO.
Hmm.
Game of Thrones, that's about it. But they were like Ballers. I watched that.
Oh, yeah.
But really, I'm not an HBO guy. But they were like, and it's so good.
I just started it.
Steal somebody's account. Because not everybody pays for HBO. Yeah. It's expensive.
I did. I stole my sister's.
And I shouldn't say that. You should do what's right with
it. I borrowed my sister's account, and I started watching it.
And?
I don't know yet.
It takes about three before you're, like, really in it.
Okay, I just saw one.
Nicole Kidman is the best thing in this movie. Like, it's a miniseries, so it's not a TV show. She dominates this thing.
I feel weird about her character right now, so I know something's up with her.
She just... Oh,
you can tell she's so good.
She dominates this show. Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones. Tomorrow, Brad Paisley in. His album's out tomorrow for the first time. So tomorrow, I have Brad Paisley in. I hope today it's awesome for you. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can listen to the show back, iHeartRadio, and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Or go to iTunes and subscribe to the Bobby Bones Show podcast. We appreciate you as always. Thank you for being a friend to us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.